How many of you know the five wisdom? Wisdom of Dharma Dhatu means non-conceptual wisdom. And the second wisdom is mirror-like wisdom, means very clear, vivid. And the third wisdom is wisdom of equanimity, means confidence, contentment, but equal. And the four, wisdom of discrimination. Discrimination is very sharp, and to see differences. And the last is wisdom of accomplishment. So five wisdoms. And this five wisdom, where is this five wisdom come from? It's come from transformation of five kleshas, five negative kleshas. So what is five kleshas? Do you remember? Ignorance, desire, attachment, aversion, pride, jealousy. Yeah. These are the five kleshas. This way now, if you rest into nature mind, let's say there's ignorance. Ignorant is confused, doesn't know, maybe experience of ignorance may be dull, unclear. But the ignorant is reflection, yeah? Ignorant is not true nature. Your true nature is not ignorant. So once you rest into awareness, ignorant transform into Dharma Dhatu wisdom. Dharma Dhatu wisdom is wisdom of beyond concept. Because ignorant is already dull, yeah? Ignorant has a little bit stupid. So stupid because not much concept. You're already like, So then when you see the nature of ignorance, that's inexpressible. There's some kind of like, how to say, clear, vivid, alert also. Alert and dull together. Service level is dull, behind is alert, and no concept, not much concept. So, Dharma Dhatu wisdom. So, flavor is still same, but the negative aspect of emotion is gone, it's finished, vanished. Okay, now next is anger. Haha. You know. But then he rests in nature mind. The power of negative power of anger is lost, but still look like there's anger. But then anger transforms into mirror-like wisdom. The mirror-like wisdom is very clear, vivid. Clarity is very strong. Because when you have anger, there's some kind of like clarity, force, power, yeah? If you rest, nature mind, the clarity aspect still stays. The mirror is very clean and pure mirror. Mirror-like wisdom. But the negative aspect is already gone. And then, second kleshas is pride. I'm the best. They are nothing. And this, when you look essence of this pride, then become transformed into wisdom of equanimity. You have feeling of equal, but at the same time, feeling of confident, feeling of contentment, confident, courage. And then next is desire, attachment. So if you recognize nature of attachment is pure awareness, then attachment is liberated, but still there looks like attachment, but attachment transforms into wisdom or discernment. Desire knows, oh, this I like, oh, what I like that, oh, this is different than, oh, detail, you know, want to go to the detail. You want to. So when you rest with that, the positive aspect is there, but negative is transformed. And then last is jealousy. So if you have jealousy and you rest into natural mind, and that jealousy transforms into wisdom of accomplishment. You know, jealousy is normally in the samsara, need jealousy. People say jealousy is good because then you achieve more. You compare with others. Comparative. You know, our company is the best. Or you know, competing. And the modern world is based on competition, yeah? So many politicals, many business people, they think competition is good. And you try to special make competition. So it looks like competition is achieving the goal, but actually not, you know. For a long run, no good. So we are facing global financial crisis because too much competition. But then when you realize the jealousy, essence of jealousy is pure awareness, then the negative part is gone, but still the positive wisdom of accomplishment is there. It's not like competition, but it's like achieving the goal. So it is just how to meaning of transformation, negative emotion into wisdom. But of course, from beginning, you will fail. So I just give you idea. So you may not, you cannot do this right now, but just having idea is very important. That's why I told you the zero meditation, yeah, zero meditation. So try, think of those, and try it. You may fail, but failing is the mother of success. But then, eventually you will. The once this becomes stone, then so nice. Then everything becomes wisdom and effortless. Without effort, everything liberates into Dhammakaya. Everything liberates into wisdom. No need effort, just recognition, that's all. You recognize natural mind, recognize pure awareness, everything's liberating. Everything becomes food of Dharmakaya.